And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 12th of May, 2015. It's the birthday of the poet and artist Edward Lear, born in London, 1812, who went on to give us all of those wonderful limericks and The Owl and the Pussycat and more. He was the 20th of 21 children, about half of whom died in infancy. He himself suffered from epilepsy and fits of deep depression, which he called the morbids. He started selling his drawings when he was just 16. He found employment as a sign painter, then an illustrator. He was hired by the London Zoological Society to produce a series of bird paintings, then hired by Edward Stanley, the Earl of Derby, to document the animals in the Lord's private zoo, where Edward Lear met the Earl's grandchildren and began writing poetry for them, including The Owl and the Pussycat. It's the birthday of Florence Nightingale, born in Florence, Italy, to a wealthy English family in 1820. Over her parents' objection, she decided that she wanted to be a nurse. Nursing was a working-class job at the time, and her parents were horrified. But she went to school, and during the Crimean War, she went off to Turkey to take care of English soldiers. Conditions in the field hospitals were appalling, and she began a campaign to reform them. But she thought mistakenly that the high death rates were due to poor nutrition, and it wasn't until after the war that she realized that sanitation was the problem. She went on after the war to fight for hospital reform and the education of nurses and became one of the most famous women in Great Britain. Founded a school of nursing in 1860, but she suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder, and after the war she became an invalid herself. Here's a poem for today by Greg Watson entitled Tornado. Just beyond the hem of the lake's blue skirt, the sky turned suddenly jaundiced. A weighted stillness, not quite your own, descended, and even the black pine and birch hovered motionless in a calm that bore no calmness at all. And for what must have been the briefest of moments, you gazed, a child of seven, transfixed on the sinewy black thread of the storm, its form swaying, tearing the fabric of the horizon, throwing bits of cloud and gravel dust as dogs and kids scurried into the small white cabins, which suddenly looked as though they were made to be thrown all along, something stolen from the set of someone else's epic. And years later, you would not remember how it was you were pulled indoors or whose arm it was that lifted you with the force of a blow, bringing you to safety, nor how the storm at once lifted like a needle from a phonograph above the roofs of trees, still trembling. And when you looked out again, it was through brown sheets of mud slapped across the windows, the dark fragrance of earthworms seeping through the slats, beyond which the world shone as green and peaceful as it ever would again. A poem by Greg Watson, Tornado, from All the World at Once, published by Noden Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.